Is tobacco in here just to kind of keep Jano fresh, not wear?
Not at all. No. You know, I think it's just like every other position on our football team. We're trying to create competition. And Giorgio's a guy that he's an NFL kicker, you know. Will he kick for us? Well, that remains to be seen, you know. But it's a competition, and we're seeing who's the best, you know. Now, obviously, Sebastian has done this for a long time and been really good. So, obviously, he's the front runner going in. And the other guy, as always, it's like a heavyweight championship fight. You got to knock him out if you're going to take his job.
Any standing eight counts yet then?
Nope, not yet. No, you know, it's kicking out here isn't the same as kicking with 60, 70,000 people in the stands. So we'll see when the games go on, you know.
Does it, when you see what Sebastian's been able to do, I mean, this is his 17th camp. Does he look like a guy that's been?
He looks the same as he did last year. He looks the same to me as he did when I was on the other sidelines. He's a consummate pro, and he comes to work every day, works at his craft. He's a good player, you know. Glad we have him.
Seems like he has a renewed sense of, like, recently he said he wanted to play till he was 40. I mean, do you feel a renewed sense of, like?
I think he showed that in the off-season workouts. You know, he came back lighter. He came back, if you look at him, his body's different. What weight he has, he moved it around. He looks better to me in his football gear than he did last year. I think, and what happens to those guys is they get older, they understand how much their body means to them, you know. So I think he's just taking better care of himself. And I think that's why he's a good pro.
Have you seen anybody emerge at either the return spots, or do you still look at those as Taiwan and PJ?
You know, I think we've got candidates. We've got a lot of suspects. It's the same thing. We got to wait till the game start, give our chance for some of our young guys to play. You know, you look at a guy like Taiwan and you look at TJ. They've been out there. They've played. We really have a pretty good handle on what they are. Now we've got a lot of young guys. They've never been in an NFL game. They don't know what an NFL game is. So we'll see what they are when NFL games start.
You talked about how kicking out here is different than kicking in front of 67,000 fans, but there's no guarantee you're going to get X amount of field goal attempts from either guy in there. How do you balance that with what you're seeing out here in terms of making your decision?
Well, that's a great question, because you're right. We're always hoping there's 100 kicking plays in every preseason game, but there isn't. You know, so it's like we always talk about. You don't have however many opportunities we have. If you're out there, you better take advantage of them. You know, and so we put a lot of weight in those games. So if you're fortunate enough to be out there, make it count.
What's it like when you got to get a young guy to buy in that he's not going to start, but he will make the team if he exceeds for what you're doing?
Well, I think that really goes to the intelligence of a player. You know, they can see. They know. You can ask, you know, you always say the coaches are going to play the best guys. The players know who the best guys are. You know, and so we're going to play the best players to start, and then the next best guys are going to be in there and playing in the kicking game, and they have to understand that if they can't do that, then we have to go maybe to the next player. You know, and I think our guys have a real good sense of that, you know, that they know what they have to do to be on our football team.
How challenging is it for you with all these young guys year after year, and you start with so many in camp, and then as cuts start happening, your special teams team changes?
No doubt about it, you know, no doubt about it, because we're always looking for great competition in camp, and unfortunately we let guys go sometimes that would have been really good for me, but maybe they don't fit in our final 53, you know. So it's challenging, and it's fun too, because the players know that as well. They know that, you know, it's like anything else. If you're a great pass rusher, maybe that's all you have to be able to do. But if you're an average pass rusher or an average something, okay, you better have more qualities that are going to help us, and we'll keep you around on our 53-man roster. So those guys know that the more you can do, the better it is for them.
How hard is that when you're looking for a gunner, or you're looking for a star return guy? How tough is that for you? I mean,
Well, I think it's football's football. You know, amazingly, the best defensive backs are usually the best special teams players, you know, because it's still football. You know, they're still playing defense, or they're playing offense if they're on the return team. So You know, you still have to have those qualities that make them good players on offense and defense. So it's really not that hard in the sense, it's not like we're looking for a whole different skill set. They got to have the same, they got to be hitters, they got to be smart, and they got to have a lot of want to.
How often do you go into the room and you fight for guys that, you know plays basically almost exclusively just for special teams?
Sure. You know, I think that all comes back to your head coach. You know, how much emphasis does he put on special teams? How important it is to him? And Jack's great about that. He was a special teams player when he played, even though he was a great player. So he understands the importance of the kicking game, and he's willing to keep some guys. Maybe they're not, you know, they're not the top line guy for the offense or the defense, but they can make a difference in the kicking game. And it's, again, it's a third of the game. So, you know, we can make some plays to help us win games there. And I think he understands that.
Does it help you to have some more established kind of core special teams guys? You look at a guy like Trawick or Bates, or obviously Taiwan has done it, to have some guys who...
That always helps.
Yeah.
Veteran guys, you know, they do two things for you. They come out to practice. They know they have a better idea of what you're looking for. And those guys have understood why they've been on football teams.
Yeah.
And pressure, the best pressure in the world is peer pressure. Those guys want to be good. They want to be good in the kicking game. So they're trying to get everybody else to raise their game. So, it's always good to have veterans.
How about Snapper? I mean, obviously Kondo's been around for a while. And has Andrew been able to make any kind of impression?
He's done a nice job. Again, you know, we'll put him in preseason games and see how he does, you know. And, again, talking about John, there's another guy that's a consummate professional. You know, he works hard at his craft, and he's really good, you know. And really the only concern we had was coming back from an injury. And fortunately, that has all been handled very well by our medical staff.
How much time do you try to get a guy who might be your emergency long snapper? I think Lee Smith was maybe in that role. Do you have to give him a couple reps here and there just on the off chance?
He actually gets more than a couple.
Okay.
You know, those kind of guys are really important to us because you never know. When, you know, just like last year in the Bronco game when John got hurt, you know, we were going to go to Lee and Lee was ready to go, except he broke his hand.
Right.
So, you know, then looking for the third snapper is a real issue. So, you know, it's one of those things where you better have an alternative, because invariably if you don't, it happens.